Despite the end of open hostilities, many people in Yemen are still dying from U.S.-made cluster bombs dropped during the conflict. From 2015 to 2023, Yemen was pounded with cluster bombs and other internationally banned explosives by the Saudi-led military coalition fighting the Houthi forces. Ahmed Abu Hamra, head of the humanitarian Eye Center for Development and Rights, says these weapons, banned under the Oslo Convention, have brought catastrophic destruction to populated areas, farmlands, and livestock in Yemen.
People are dying due to cluster bombs found in populated residential areas and agricultural fields, where children often mistake them for toys and carry them home. The latest tragedy occurred in Hamdan, Damar, and Atab. A child brought one to school, mistaking it to be a toy, causing the deaths of 12 students.
The Yemen Executive Mine Action Center in Sana'a says the Saudi-led coalition used the cluster bombs excessively, saying there had been over 3,000 cluster bomb airstrikes. The center says it's a struggle to detect these bomb parts strewn across the country due to a lack of UN support and a shortage of detection devices and protective gear for field teams.